Dabbs is with the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
What do you do at the Brain Injury Association of Michigan?
Well, the Brain Injury Association helps to provide support, education, and prevention to families who have a loved one who has suffered a brain injury. If you would, we're much akin to like American Heart or American Cancer, with 20 chapters around the state of Michigan helping provide that support.
All right. Tell me what CPAN, the Coalition for Protecting Auto No Fault, is.
Well, CPAN was formed almost 8 years ago. It's composed of about 26 different organizations, like the Brain Injury Association, but also the trial lawyers, the Michigan Hospital Association, Michigan State Medical Society, the consumer protection groups. So it's, if you would, it's a very broad-range coalition trying to protect the Michigan Auto No-Fault System.
The CPAN group released the results of a recent analysis of the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association's financial statements. Tell us what you found.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, Tony, in that you may have seen here a week ago today, late in the afternoon, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association decided to bump all of our rates that we pay by $30 from $145 to $175 per car. And our analysis of their financial records, which was done by Bernie Birnbaum, who was the chief of financial analysis for the Texas Department of Insurance, shows that the Michigan system is very, very stable. It is quite sustainable, unlike the claims being made by the insurance companies.
So why did they bump our rates?
Well, that's a real good question, Tony. I think, in my personal opinion, and I think many in the CPAN would share this, that the insurance companies, since last summer, have been trying to get changes to the Michigan auto insurance system that would basically be very, very favorable to them. They want to cap our benefits and, meanwhile, keep the prices where they're at, or maybe they would reduce them, but they're unwilling to promise that. And it's our opinion that this rate increase is simply a ploy on their part to bully us consumers to start calling for change, that we'll start screaming loud and strong that we don't like these high rates. But yet there's no justification from our perspective for these changes.
So what's the plan?
Well, quite frankly, we want to continue to do what we've been doing, and we hope many of your listeners will consider joining us. And instead of hollering at our lawmakers about changing the auto insurance system, rather holler at them that it's time for the insurance companies to be open and transparent, make their records available to our legislators to understand exactly what their financials are and to effectively do the right thing. CPAN's willing to sit down and certainly willing to make changes to the system that are necessary, but they're not going to be one-sided like the way the insurance companies would like. We're not real interested in seeing their profits go up at the expense of us as policyholders or as taxpayers.
Mike, I've got about 30 seconds. I understand there was legislation to repeal the helmet law for motorcycles here in the state. So where are we with that? Do you know?
Yes, I do. That particular bill has gone, has been in both houses. However, the governor has said that he does not want to see it on his desk until this issue of the auto insurance is addressed and it's determined what we're doing with it. So right now it's just kind of sitting in the legislature.
All right, Mike, we will stay in touch with you. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, Tony. Best to you. Take care.